Ladies and gentlemen and fellow Minnesotans, this is your Senator, Hubert Humphrey, reporting to you from my office here in Washington, D.C. Well, you may remember that earlier this year, I spoke rather hopefully about some of the negotiations that were going on in Geneva, Switzerland, relating to the possibility of suspending or banning further nuclear bomb tests. I expressed the hope then that the chances for a safeguarded agreement with the Soviet Union and Great Britain to ban or prohibit nuclear weapons testing were improved. Now, my hopes were based on the knowledge that the United States was well prepared for these negotiations. For the first time in many years, our delegates presented a complete, reasonable draft treaty and offered several concessions to solve some of the disagreements which had stalled progress in former years. But the Soviet Union has continued to stall. The negotiations at Geneva have reached an impasse. They're at a dead end, which offers very little hope of agreement. Our negotiators, and they're good, Mr. Arthur Dean, a prominent attorney, and may I add that our foreign policy is bipartisan. Mr. Dean is a well-known Republican, and Mr. John McCloy, the President's Special Advisor on Disarmament, also a Republican, they have insisted, and they say we must continue to insist, that any test, ban, or any agreement be based on a system of effective control, detection, and inspection. Now, this has been my position for years, and as chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Disarmament for these past 5 years, I have worked very closely with this problem and with those who have been our disarmament negotiators. The Soviet Union has made unreasonable demands for a test ban treaty with a built-in veto for the Soviet Union's purposes, over control, over inspections and detection. Now, it's quite obvious, isn't it, that the United States cannot submit to such demands. But neither can we give up our efforts to try to find some way to control the horrible weapons of mass destruction which more and more nations will possess in the coming years. And I would remind you that one of those nations in the next year that may very well possess a nuclear weapon of unbelievable destructive power is Communist China, the most aggressive nation on the face of the earth. Now, we need a new plan and a new approach to the question of nuclear testing. I believe that the immediate need is to take this deadlocked issue of nuclear test ban directly to the United Nations. I have suggested that our delegation to the United Nations sponsor a resolution in the coming session of the General Assembly calling for the establishment of a United Nations control system for an American testing program. Under this plan, the United States would be permitted to conduct limited underground, and I repeat, underground testing only for peaceful purposes. We would offer to turn over the data and the results of these tests to the United Nations. We would invite the United Nations to monitor these tests with inspection teams made up of member nations in the UN. The reason for such nuclear tests is clear. We cannot hope for a workable test ban treaty until we have developed effective methods to detect underground nuclear explosions. And such methods can be perfected only through a responsible research program which may well need to include nuclear testing. The United States should show its willingness to launch and conduct such a program. The project should be pursued openly with control and inspection by the United Nations. The Soviet Union would have a clear choice to make if we sponsor this resolution in the United Nations. It could join with this project of testing for peaceful purposes, or it could vote against the resolution and face the censor of world opinion. Now, as chairman of the Senate Disarmament Committee, I have worked with the president and with the former president on two other steps which are necessary to climb out of the present impasse on nuclear testing. The first is the establishment of what we call the United States Disarmament Agency for World Peace and Security. I introduced legislation similar to this over a year ago, and I again introduced legislation recently to establish this organization, which would step up and coordinate our research and work to solve the scientific, technical, and political questions of disarmament. The second step was the president's appointment of a committee of experts and scientists to study and evaluate all available information and evidence that the Soviet Union has been or could be testing weapons secretly. We need this study to determine whether or not our national security is or is not threatened by possible Soviet development of new, powerful nuclear weapons. Now, let me conclude with this thought. The chances for a workable, safeguarded nuclear weapons testing treaty are dim right now. But no matter how distant the solution or difficult the task, we must continue to try. Within a few years, other nations will join the so-called nuclear club. The danger of nuclear war increases each month. If we do not act now to get a safeguarded treaty and agreement, the security of mankind will continue to hang in a very precarious balance. Thank you.